Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Co-Parenting Handbook by Karen Bonnell, written with Kristen Little, is a practical parenting guide for separated or divorced families raising children across two households. Positioned as a hands-on manual rather than a memoir or legal guide, it focuses on what parents can control their behavior, communication, and day-to-day decisions that shape children's adjustment over time. The book addresses the emotional realities of separation and divorce, including conflict, grief, and recovery, and then translates those realities into concrete co-parenting skills. Across childhood stages from little ones through young adults, it emphasizes creating stability, reducing exposure to parental conflict, and keeping children out of adult issues. It also covers common pressure points that can destabilize two home families, such as finances, holidays, public events, and new romantic partners, drawing on the author's professional experience, coaching, and counseling families. The handbook aims to help parents move from being hurt former partners to being functional co-parents who can make child-centered choices consistently. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from former partners to parenting teammates, a central goal of the handbook is helping adults make the psychological shift from couplehood to co-parenthood. The authors treat separation as a transition with predictable emotional turbulence, and they emphasize that unmanaged anger, blame, and distrust often spill into parenting interactions. Rather than asking parents to become friends, the book pushes for a workable business-like partnership focused on children's needs. This topic includes recognizing grief and loss, identifying triggers that escalate conflict, and learning to separate past relationship issues from present parenting responsibilities. The book frames co-parenting as a set of skills that can be learned and practiced, including self-regulation, respectful tone, and consistent follow-through. It also encourages parents to adopt a long-view. Co-parenting is not a short sprint during the initial breakup, but a long relationship that evolves as children grow. By focusing on maturity, acceptance, and responsibility, the handbook aims to reduce power struggles and create a more predictable environment where children do not feel responsible for managing adult emotions. Secondly, communication protocols that reduce conflict. The handbook highlights communication as the main lever for lowering conflict in a two-home family. It promotes clear, respectful exchanges that keep conversations anchored to specific child-related issues, rather than reopening the couple breakup. Practical guidance includes setting boundaries around when and how parents communicate, using structured messages, and avoiding high-intensity channels when emotions are running hot. The emphasis is on clarity, brevity, and neutrality, so routine coordination does not turn into arguments. The book also addresses how parents can handle disagreements without recruiting children as messengers, spies, or therapists. When communication breaks down, it points readers toward conflict management options such as mediation and agreed-upon decision processes, aiming to keep disputes from becoming chronic. The deeper theme is that communication is not just about sharing information, but about building reliability. When children observe predictable, respectful coordination, they gain a sense of safety even when parents live apart. This topic connects directly to resilience by reducing children's exposure to hostility and instability. Thirdly, settling into a stable two-home family. Another major topic is the practical work of building a two-home routine that supports children's adjustment. The book discusses how families can establish predictable schedules, consistent expectations, and clear roles so children know what happens where and when. It emphasizes that stability does not require identical homes, but it does require thoughtful coordination on core values, rules, and responsibilities. The handbook also addresses how transitions between homes can become flashpoints, and it encourages parents to treat transitions as child-centered moments rather than opportunities to argue or score points. This includes planning logistics in advance, keeping handoffs calm, and limiting adult conversations during exchanges when possible. The authors approach the two-home structure as a legitimate family form that can work well when parents reduce chaos and improve coordination. By helping parents design routines and boundaries that fit their unique situation, the book offers a framework for turning the abstract idea of co-parenting into daily practices that children can rely on throughout childhood and adolescence. Fourthly, shared decision-making and managing finances. Co-parenting often fails in the details, especially when parents disagree about money and decision authority. The handbook covers decision-making as a skill set, clarifying what must be decided jointly, what can be decided independently in each home, and how to handle gray areas without constant negotiation. It encourages parents to use agreed processes to prevent repeated conflict, particularly around education, health, activities, and major expenses. Financial coordination is treated as both a practical and emotional issue, because money can reactivate resentment from the separation. The book guides parents toward clearer agreements, realistic budgeting for two households, and transparent communication that reduces surprise costs and accusations. While it is not a legal manual, it focuses on how parents can create predictable financial expectations that protect children from instability and adult stress. The broader point is that children benefit when adults handle money and decisions with steadiness and fairness. Keeping children out of adult negotiations and avoiding messages that portray the other parent as irresponsible or uncaring. Lastly, navigating holidays, public events, and new partners. The handbook devotes attention to predictable co-parenting stress tests, holidays, life cycle events, and the introduction of new adults into children's lives. These moments can intensify emotions because they touch identity, tradition, and loyalty concerns. The book encourages proactive planning for holidays and special events, so children are not caught in last-minute disputes or pressure to choose sides. It also addresses co-parenting in public spaces, such as school functions and sports, where parents may need to cooperate visibly and keep interactions civil. Introducing new romantic partners is framed as a transition that should be paced thoughtfully, with attention to children's readiness and the need for clear adult boundaries. The guidance aims to reduce triangulation, competition, and loyalty binds by keeping conversations child-centered and respectful. Across these scenarios, the theme is consistency. Children do best when adults avoid surprises, communicate plans clearly, and maintain a stable emotional climate. Handling these high-stakes moments well can prevent setbacks and help children build confidence in the durability of their family system. In conclusion, this book is best suited for separated or divorced parents who want concrete tools for raising children across two homes, including parents early in the breakup and those years into a difficult co-parenting pattern. It can also be useful for mediators, counselors, and family professionals who need a structured, skills-based language to support parents in reducing conflict and building reliable routines. Readers gain practical benefits such as clearer communication habits, better boundary setting, and a more workable approach to decision-making that keeps children out of adult disputes. The handbook also offers an emotional benefit. It normalizes the stress of separation while insisting that parents can still create a healthy family environment through deliberate choices and mature behavior. Compared with many divorce books that focus primarily on legal strategy or personal healing, this one stands out for its consistent child-centered orientation and its breadth across real-life co-parenting situations, from daily logistics to holidays and new partners. By treating co-parenting as a long-term relationship that can be improved with protocols and practice, it positions resilience not as luck but as the result of stable routines, respectful coordination, and reduced exposure to adult conflict. If you would like to support Karen Bonnell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.